Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
So listen to this headline. Can your stimulus check be wrong? This is an article in money.com. It was written by Julia Blum, a reporter there. Julia, welcome to WGN. You probably get that a lot. Are people getting their checks in wrong amounts relatively?
They are. So the reason this is happening is because the stimulus payments are technically an advance on a refundable credit that's going to be happening on your 2020 tax returns, so the ones you technically file in 2021. Now, the government doesn't know what's going to happen with your income in the future, right? So they're estimating the payments that you're going to get now based on the taxes you've already done. The bottom line, though, is that the details can change from year to year. Of course, your situation is not the same as it was in, say, 2018. And that's why the payments might be a little bit off.
You make it sound, though, like I'm going to have to pay that back. I am not going to have to pay back these stimulus checks.
Generally, no. There's a myth out there that these stimulus checks are advances on your tax refund for next year. That's not true. Now, there might be a situation in which you might need to give it back to the government or at least tell them that they gave you some extra cash if, say, you were issued like a check that's in somebody else's name. I would not recommend accepting that. But generally, as of right now, no, if you got too much money, you're lucky.
Right. So, pardon me, just to be clear, if I get a legitimate, the appropriate amount, I have no concern in the world. You're wondering, though, if at some point the IRS finds out that I was supposed to get $500 and I got $1,200, are they going to hold me for the $700 or make me pay taxes on the $700? That has not been addressed yet, but in theory, one could understand why it would be. But that's the only caveat about which we're speaking, right?
Yeah, in theory. It is kind of a difficult situation. Right now, the IRS is not really answering questions. I think they're a little busy. So generally, right now, there is no provision in the CARES Act that says that you have to pay back your money if your stimulus check is too high. Again, that could change, but probably you're good.
It's funny because this very issue has come up a couple of times for our listeners. One of the experts here in Chicago, she's syndicated nationally, Terry Savage, has addressed it. She said, cash the check, spend the money, because, like you said, there's no provision for it. And if in theory, if in principle, this is a stimulus check, right? It's not a refund. It's a stimulus check. We're just giving you money so that you'll spend it and stimulate the economy. So there's really not even any point in taxing it. I mean, there's no sense in worrying about those fine details. It's just a massive load of money going out.
Yeah, well, I will say that we do know for sure that this is not taxable income, so you're not going to have to pay taxes on it, period. Yeah. Whether or not you'll have to give it back if they gave you the wrong amount, again, this is all kind of up in the air, but the party line is no. Yeah. For now, you're good.
Good luck getting it, Julia. You want to come to my house and get the extra $500 that they accidentally sent me? Good luck to you, Julia.
You can Venmo me. It's fine.
That's what somebody said. I mean, you know, our kids know how to move money more efficiently and accurately than the government does. So some people are getting extra money, but some people are getting it for a deceased loved one. This happened for one of our listeners, and he called in yesterday, and I told him cash the check. You may disagree with that advice, but my theory is the same. It's stimulus. They screwed up. There's no provision for it. And he lost his wife about 7 months ago.
Yeah, it's another one of those cases, right, where the details have changed from year to year. And you might not have filed your taxes yet. You know, the deadline for federal taxes has been pushed back to July 15th. So you might not have told the IRS yet that your loved one has passed away. In that case, I think you're probably good. Go ahead and cash it. Now, there's also people whose stimulus checks have been too low, right? So they're missing dependents. Say they have a kid and they didn't get their extra $500. That's a scenario in which you're kind of just having to wait and see for more communication from the IRS. We do know that if you do not have a dependent who you're supposed to have in your stimulus payment, you can claim a $500 child tax credit next year. But again, it's kind of just a wait and see sort of thing.
Well, they're supposed to send a letter. Is everybody supposed to get a letter, or only people for whom there's a complication?
Everybody is supposed to get a letter. So that's the best way to, quote unquote, dispute your payment, right? So the IRS is supposed to send out a letter 15 days to your last known mailing address after making the payment to you, whether that's via direct deposit, whether that's via paper check. And in that letter, it will contain information on how to contact the IRS if you think your payment needs to be adjusted. Right now, the IRS is a little slammed. They're also, I assume, all working from home like the rest of us. So they're operating with a skeleton crew. Their phone lines are not working. You cannot get live help. Even when you call the media line for comment, it says, you know, nobody's answering the phone right now. Please leave a voicemail. I get that it's frustrating, but really, if you think your stimulus payment is too high, or if it's too low, or if it's flat out wrong, you just got to wait for that letter in the mail.
And if it was correct, you're still going to get a letter in the mail, even if it was an electronic
correct
transfer. So if I got the $1,200 because I was below the threshold, everything was hunky-dory, they're still just going to send a confirmation snail mail letter.
Yes. Huh. And that is where we get into some dangerous territory as well, because that's where the scammers come out, right? There are tons and tons of bad actors out there who know that, 150 million people are getting stimulus checks right now, and they want to steal that money. So what the IRS has said is that if you get a letter from them and you're not sure if it's legit, you should go on their website and verify it first. And I'll add to that, you know, the IRS has said that it will never call or text you asking for your money or a payment confirmation or anything like that. So if you get something in the mail, if you get a text and it says it's from the IRS and it doesn't seem kosher, it's probably not.
Anna DeVlantis, one of our hostesses here, had met her the Better Business Bureau on just the other day, and we've probably had a version of this message out there every single day, and we probably can't hear it enough because it's so sad to think, but the opportunity is so ripe, isn't it, for scammers to rip people off, and it's going to happen, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's already happening. I saw some stat the other day that, the FTC has said that it's something like $17.5 billion have already been lost. Maybe it's million. I'm not sure. But we do know that there are coronavirus scammers out there, and they are stealing people's money.
Yeah. The IRS isn't answering phones. You can work at home. You've got a phone at home. I'm not shocked, but a little surprised. I'm sure disappointed that if ever there was a need for somebody to answer the phone, it would be now. They're not ramped up for this.
No, I mean, I think they're a little busy, you know. Right now, it's
busy doing what? They should be busy. They should be busy talking to the taxpayers.
So, is this a good year to cheat on your taxes?
Yes.
I'm not going to comment on that. Don't cheat on your taxes.
Just asking.
No, it is not a good. It's never a good year to cheat on your taxes. Let's just categorically say we're not going to do that.
I'll let you go. I want to talk to you again maybe next week, Julia. You're really good. She's a reporter at Money.com. Any last, though, bit of wisdom or reporting that you've uncovered that would help our listeners?
Yeah, I think one thing we didn't talk about is what if you haven't gotten your check at all yet, right? And you're getting a little antsy because you need that $1,200 to pay your bills. If you haven't gotten it yet, I would recommend going onto the IRS website and using their Get My Payment tool. Yeah. It's a little faulty. It's going down for maintenance, and it might return a payment not available status for you. But that is the best and most trusted source of information on, you know, where your check might be right now.
Good to know. Julia, thank you again. Let's talk next week if you can make some time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Julia Blum is a reporter with Money.com. Not to keep mentioning Terry Savage, but I've memorized the name TerrySavage.com. And if you go there in the upper right-hand corner, she's got a direct link to that Get My Payment tool. Congressman Darren LaHood talks to us a little bit more about this. And for that matter, what that next 3.5 round of stimulation checks will look like. He was one of the congressmen that voted on this, I believe, yesterday. Also, Kevin Most has some information about sunlight and disinfectants and how they can and can't be used after the 11 o'clock WGN Radio News.